Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about Christians getting their eyes off God because of their circumstances and our prayers going unanswered because of our lack of faith. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
Ministry quitters are often the same. They start out with their eyes on Jesus, but boy, when things start going wrong and the numbers aren't there and things start coming along as criticism, things of that nature, they quit. They go down. If you get your eyes on circumstances, if you get your eyes on people, you're going to go down. You will never finish the job. A ministry will sink you if you start out and you allow the negative comments of people, the hardness of circumstances, get your eyes off Christ. You'll begin to slip in your personal devotions. Then you'll quit your ministry in the church. And then you'll begin to start being unfaithful in your local church attendance, until finally you're critical of the church, the people, the preacher, and you start looking for another church where the word is not rightly divided, or there's a lot of liberality and to where they allow anything of the flesh to go, and the devil will begin to urge you to use that as an excuse to leave. And often, that person doesn't even know the devil has hold of them. Do you remember when Jonah was called to go to Nineveh, and he got on a boat and went the opposite direction? I imagine that he probably would have had to either travel by muleback or camelback or somehow like that, and had a rough journey going to Nineveh. Maybe he would have had to travel by foot like Paul did to so many places. But instead, he has a nice boat to ride on, going the opposite direction. And my friend, the devil will always provide a boat. He'll always provide a ride. He'll always provide a way to get out of the will of God. Now, the problem too often is that we pray the right words, but we really do not believe the promises of God because of our circumstances or because of people. Therefore, prayer goes unanswered. Our prayers so often become big religious words that only fall to the ground because they were not lifted up with faith believing. It's like a wave of the sea. It is driven with the wind of adversity. But that's all. Tossed means just what we expect. Up and down, up and down, but never getting anywhere with purpose. You're controlled by the waves of circumstances, not by the course that God has given. How many of you found your Christian life is exactly that way? And many times it's because you lack commitment. You don't stick to a job. You don't do it God's way. You have sung in a choir. You've worked on a bus route. You've taught a Sunday school class. You've been at one church in town. You've gone to another church in town and then another church. And you really don't have a biblical excuse, and you know it. And my friend, that's because in your Christian life, you lack commitment. And the reason there's a lack of commitment, you don't really trust the Word of God to sustain you through the Spirit of God in those trials and tribulations and all those things that happen. Yes, people may say things about you. They may even be so-called good Christian people. But my friend, we are not expecting to get our reward from good Christian people. Our eternal rewards come from the Lord Jesus Christ. So a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That is, he's pro and con. He's in and out. He's up and down. He's a house that may look good, but is not on a foundation of rock, but rather is on the sands of doubt. And a good storm in life will destroy that house. Oh, listen, my friend. If you look at people, oh, they'll let you down. I'll never forget not only receiving a note, but having a lady one time leave my church service, and at the door she said, "You're the best pastor I've ever had." And this is a senior citizen lady. "You're the best pastor. This is the best church I've ever been in." And she'd been in the church for several years. They'd retired and moved there, and I would say they'd been in there for several years. And so she went on and on about what a tremendous preacher and pastor I've been to them. 3 months later, they joined another church, and this preacher went from hero to zero in just 3 months. And to this day, I have no idea of what brought about such a change in them to one day be such a great preacher and the next day not worthy for them to walk across the street and listen to. But my friend, if I look at people, if I listen to the critics and the comments of people, and I allow them to get me down, if I allow the circumstances, if I allow dwindling numbers, if I allow other things to get me down, then I've got my eyes on things and not on Christ. I am to know the will of God and do it. It might be like Jeremiah and Ezekiel, men who were told even before they started their ministries would fall. People would get hard heads against them, and they would not accept what they had to say, but they were just to keep on saying it, to keep on preaching it. And whereas to men they may look like failures, in God's book they were successful. Noah didn't have anybody saved for 120 years outside those 8 members of his family, which included himself. But, you know, when I look back, anybody else in that era died in the flood. Noah and his family made it. I would say Noah was successful. And in that his name is in the hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, although he doesn't have the results and statistics that so many of us look at today, I would say that he's highly honored in heaven. My friend, when Daniel chapter 12 tells us that there is a special reward, that those that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever, that doesn't mean that the people that we witness to get saved, and only if they get saved we shine as the stars forever. No, we don't determine whether or not they get saved. We share with them the gospel and invite them to receive Christ. But whether or not they get saved is between them and the Lord. And see, all we can do is turn them to righteousness. But the decision is a decision between them and God. And so if they pray and they ask the Lord to save them, then praise the Lord for it. That's great. And that'll even be more rejoicing in heaven. But my friend, if they don't get saved, you have still turned them to righteousness. They're without excuse. Their blood is not on your hand. And you will shine as the stars forever. There'll be a special glory for that. Now, you may be listening to the radio broadcast today and say, "Brother Andy, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure that if I die today that heaven is my home." Well, my friend, I want to tell you that God loves you. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins for no other reason but that he loved you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, if you die in your sins and go to hell, the irony of it all is that you'll go to hell with your sins paid for. You simply did not receive it. And yet the promise in John 1:12 is that, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, there are a lot of religious people. There's a lot of church members. There's people that have been baptized, people that have been confirmed. There are people doing the best they can. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, look what I've done. He says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And he will say, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? Jesus says, then will I profess unto you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Not that I used to know you, but I don't anymore. No, I never knew you. You were never saved to begin with. When you're saved from something, you're saved from hell. You're saved from something. And you see, you can't be saved today and lost tomorrow, or you were not saved from anything because you're still alive. Saved, when God knows when you're going to die, the day you're going to die, the moment you're going to die. If you're saved today, and today is Monday, and Tuesday you're unsaved, and Wednesday you die, you were never saved from anything on Monday because God knew you weren't going to die on Monday. No, you're saved. You're saved forever. You're either saved or you're not saved. You're saved from hell and saved unto God for eternal life, or you're not. It's one way or the other. Now, my friend, he said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What is that will? 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants you to repent. That is, he wants you to turn from your sin, turn from your unrighteousness, turn from depending on yourself, and give your life to Jesus Christ. Let him come into your life as your Lord and God. Your life is his. Whether you're working in an industry, in retail, labor, construction, what have you, you belong to the Lord. And you're trusting him to save you. You're trusting him to take you to heaven. You're trusting him with your life. Now, we know we need forgiveness of sin because we've all sinned. Jesus said in Luke chapter 24, verses 46 through 48, that repentance, that is turning from sin, and remission, that is forgiveness of sin, should be preached in his name. My friend, the shed blood of Jesus Christ is greater than all your sin. He will forgive you totally. And it's not a cheap forgiveness, because your sin is fully paid for. It's not that your sin is overlooked. It's not that your sin is neglected. No, your sin is handled totally 100%, and it's fully paid for with no reprieve. Jesus paid it. Jesus paid it all. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.